paralyzed, and the lame were healed. 8, and there was great joy in the city. Here I mentioned when the gospel preached by the disciples who scattered to different places. And this city received great joy. Because of the gospel, many people, many sickness get healed, and many people receive blessings. So here we can see the gospel can bring the true joy. So how can we bring joy to this world, to our friend, to our family? Not any other media or the games or anything, the party, no. Gospel, the word of God can bring true joy. Just like here, we study the word of God during the NYTS. We can receive the great joy from our heart, be satisfied. So this is the function of the word, because it set us free, get us free. And we can truly see how wonderful, how sweetness the word of God is. And verse 9, continue. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. 10, to whom they all get heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. 11, and when they heed him, because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. 12, but when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women, were baptized. 13. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and the signs which were done. Here mentioned a certain man called Simon. He was a sorcerer, can perform magic and to make many people amazed about what he can do. Right? And also, someone also very obedient to him and thought he was someone great. But when the gospel approached, and when Simon heard the gospel of God, he was amazed too. This time he himself was amazed by the great power of God, because Philip, he proclaimed two things to them, the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. So how can we really make people give heed to us, to our message, the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus. So when we preach, just like the Philip, he just proclaimed the kingdom of God is coming, just like Jesus said, repent because the kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God gives us the hope. So that's why the people in the city of Samaria, when they heard it, they listened, and then they believe. And then by the name of Lord Jesus, they was baptized. So now their status changed. They become the son of God. And Simon himself also believed, because he saw, he can understand the power of the gospel, the power of God, and then seeing the miracles and signs which were done by the apostles. Now in verse 14, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria has received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. 16. For as yet he has fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 17. Then they lay hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. 18. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. 19. Saying, give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. 20. But Peter said to him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. 21. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. 22. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. 23. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. 24. Then Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken may come upon me. So the story recorded here is very clear. When people believe in Jesus, not necessarily can receive Holy Spirit. So after the apostle, Peter and John, they came to Samaria and lay hands on them, and they received Holy Spirit. To give us very, very clear evidence. So that's why today, for those who are not receiving the Holy Spirit yet, we have to ask, and with the help of all the workers together, and the brother and sister can pray for them, they can also receive the Holy Spirit. And with the Holy Spirit, and we can enter into the truth, and we can have more idea what we are believing, who Jesus is, what is the kingdom of God. So this is important experience, and also this is evidence for us to receive the inheritance of the kingdom. So this message gives us a confidence. We have to pray for the Holy Spirit. And then when Simon, he saw Peter, whoever he laid hands on them, and Holy Spirit poured onto them. So he amazed and wanted to also have this kind of power. So he offered the apostle the money. So let's in verse 1, in verse 18, he offered them money. But Peter said, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. And this kind of heart, Peter said, your heart is not right in the sight of God, because Simon didn't understand the spiritual gift, the power of God, which cannot be purchased by money. In this passage, we can see how a person, even though this Simon, he believed in Jesus, he was baptized in the name of Jesus, but still his heart is not right. His heart is still in his own way, all way, all being. So today, sometimes when we believe in Jesus, we know after baptism, our status in front of God has been changed. We are justified by the blood of Jesus, and we become the Son of God. But this is just the status. Just like we receive the sonship of God. But our inner being must be transformed. So that's why in Romans chapter 12, let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. We read this verse very often Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. Be transformed by renewing of your mind. So Simon, he at that time, he doesn't transform his mind, still in his own way, in his own being. If we still remember the whole story, Simon, he himself was someone thought he was great with the power. And he still, after he be baptized in the name of Jesus, still he considered himself someone great. He doesn't have the heart of God, the heart of Jesus. So because this kind of heart is cannot be changed just overnight. Even because the Bible doesn't give us information about how long, you know, the people has been baptized. But from the message we can see probably not that long. But no matter how long, the Simon, he believed in Jesus, was baptized, but still his heart is not renewed. So that's why he thought that the gift, the apostles are so powerful. He wanted to become like that. And again, people can be amazed by his hand. Just like he performed the magic before. So his heart is not right. And just like this rune, we use the heart of Jesus. So what is the heart of Jesus? At this moment, Simon, he still don't have any heart of Jesus because he wanted to become a great man. But the heart of Jesus is not that. Let's turn to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark, Gospel Mark chapter 10, 43, verse 43. Yet it should not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you should be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first should be slave of all. 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. This is the heart of Jesus. Jesus came to this world to serve, not be served. And he is the glorious God in heaven, but he came down into this world and as a servant to serve us. So this is the heart of Jesus. We have to learn, and we want to have this kind of heart. And Simon, he doesn't put his heart right because he doesn't understand the spiritual gift. The apostle who lay hand on the believers, not to show they are greater than others, but yet actually showing they are just like a servant of God to perform the responsibility which God, Lord Jesus already given to them. They want to preach the gospel, the right gospel, the complete gospel for everyone who believed in Jesus and were baptized must have the Holy Spirit, just like a seal on their whole head, so they can inherit into the heavenly kingdom. So we have to set a heart, transform ourselves in front of God. So what kind of the heart we should have? For Simon, he just He just tried to become someone great. And he doesn't understand the authority of spirit. And he still cannot get the essence of the spiritual power. Actually, Holy Spirit is not given by the apostles. It's coming from heaven. So in Acts chapter 8, we just read, this thought actually is weakness. It's a wicked thought. And so today, we have to set our heart right. Take Simon as an example. When we kneel down before God, we need to use a right attitude with right heart. What is the right heart? We have to fear God and know everyone receives a different gift from the Lord Jesus. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. And jump to 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So this here is mentioned about the spiritual gift. It's a special gift for someone. So someone may have a special power or, you know, like ability to perform certain things. All these things just to make profit to the church, to make the body of Christ even more perfect. So this is we have to know about who gives the Holy Spirit. We pray for it with an earnest heart, and God will know what we thought and grant us his spirit to us. And first, this is the first thing we have to have a right understanding about who gives us the Holy Spirit. Then second, we set our heart right before God with a fearful heart. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. 29. For our God is a consuming fire. If we can feel God, and we know God is here, God is listening to our prayer, and God can see through our heart. See, Simon's heart was revealed through the event. Because before this event happened, nobody knew the heart of Simon. Right? But after this event, his heart revealed. People saw it all. Actually, you still want to become someone greater, not become a servant of God. So today, when we kneel down before God, we have to open our mind and ask Lord Jesus to cleanse our heart, us. Because when we heard the word of God, it's just like a saw peer into our heart. And everything before God is opened. Nothing can be hide from God. So turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, 12, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and the intent of the heart. 13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So this is the message we have to take. When we kneel down and pray to God, we know God knows our heart. If we are seeking for him, if we want to receive the Holy Spirit, then we set our heart right. We fear God. We know we are receiving the Holy Spirit to become his worker, to serve. And we want to even become more humble. And God sees through our heart. He will grant his power to us. Let us, our inner being, become stronger. We have strength to walk on this way, to serve. So, when we pray, if we set the right heart with the earnest heart, God hear, because God is here to help us. So let's come forward and pray. And every one of us, because only God knows your heart, set the heart. If we have anything wrong, repent. Just like Peter said to the Simon, repent. And then the grace of God will come upon. Okay. Let's all kneel, come forward and kneel down and pray together.